Hello again, it's me, Ellie Zeiler. Welcome back to another episode of I'll Be Your Sister, a weekly podcast where I give you all the sisterly advice that you'll ever need. Today, we are diving into the topic about being in a funk. Personally, I decided to talk about this topic this week because I feel like in the beginning of the year, especially like January, even into February, my whole feed on social media these days is like how to be the best version of yourself and how to work out every day and stop drinking and stop eating bad and hang out with the best people and protect your energy and all these like self-help things. And honestly, when I start a year personally and like get through the holiday season, I feel like I'm really in kind of a down mood and kind of just like a funk, especially with the weather recently. Like in January, the weather is not the best really, and I can really fall into like a little seasonal depressive episode. And so I wanted to talk about what a funk is to me and why it's okay to feel this way, and also tools and tricks to get out of feeling this way and out of our funky moods. Okay, so let's jump into it together. First, I wanted to talk about what a funk is. I'm sure not everybody uses the word being in like a sad time in your life as a funk. Personally, my mom and I use it where like my mom's be like, you're in a funk, and I'll be like, yeah. But it can also just be like, I'm in my downfall era. I'm in a bad mood recently. I'm like having a bad week or a bad day. Honestly, being in a funk is just being in like a bad mood where you feel like you really can't get out of it, which I feel like growing up, especially like being 18, it seems like I go through a funk like literally once every week or once every 2 weeks. Like I feel like I'm just constantly in a bad mood and going through like the ups and downs of life, and whether that be hormones or all of it. And I have been going through it for almost a year now, it feels like. Obviously we grow up being in bad moods, but I feel like my hormones and things and just like my self-awareness has really changed in the past year. And I feel like through being in all of these so-called funks, I have come up with a list of ways that I personally get out of it, and also how to accept the fact that we can all go through bad times and funks. I was talking with my mom about this topic, as I usually do, and I feel like it's very interesting for me because personally, getting out of a bad mood or like a bad couple of days doesn't mean like it just switches off and I am in like the best mood ever. I feel like, to be honest, I'm not like the peppiest person. Like I'm a pretty calm person, and I feel like my energy really easily can dip to being lower than that and just having kind of like a heavier outlook on life, if that makes sense. I am a Pisces, and so like I'm a deeper person, if you could say that. I don't like go through life necessarily oblivious. I really like to think deeply about things. So for me, like when I get into a funk, I feel like I can really easily spiral into like contemplating my whole life and going through like really questioning everything that I've ever done in my life. For me, funks happen especially when I don't have anything to look forward to. I feel like that's when it happens, when like a slight thing goes wrong in my life, when people aren't asking me to hang out. Funks happen for me a lot, and this is hard to admit, when boys aren't giving me attention, which is kind of hard, or like when I have like no guys to talk to, or like if my love life or like friends life isn't going that well, I can very easily like dive into nobody likes me and I'm all alone in this world, which I feel like saying it out loud, it seems pretty normal. Obviously it's kind of hard to admit that like the validation of others can put me, myself, into like a full-on tailspin. Growing up in general, it's like so many things can trigger funk so easily, and for me, those are the things that really trigger mine, which it's all okay. Like, I am the first person to say that like ups and downs are part of life. Like having everything not be okay all the time is part of life and is honestly good for you. But for me, like growing up and recently, funks have been happening more frequently. And so for me personally, the ups and downs of life have been happening, and like the downs have maybe been a little bit more frequent than the ups, which It's all good. That's growing up. But I feel like it's really important, and it's been important for me to figure out how they affect me, how to not make the effects so drastic, and I want to talk about it. For me, when I would go through a bad couple of days, it would put me into a full tailspin of like eating really badly, doing nothing with my days, only watching TV, crying, being sad, not responding to anyone. That's a big thing that like I've done in the past, where I'll have like a bad couple of days where like I feel bad about myself and I feel like I don't look my best and things like that, and I will just cut off communication from everyone and all of my friends. Once I get out of these days, as one does, I'll be like, oh, where'd all my friends go and why aren't they texting me? When in reality, I pushed everyone away. And so I feel like that's like the first step in recognizing that like these times you're going to get out of, or it's really important to not make your lows so low. That's what my dad has always told me growing up. It's like, there's gonna be highs and lows of life, but make sure the highs aren't too high and the lows aren't too low. Where now, like touching on like my eating and taking care of myself, like I used to literally tell myself like, okay, like I'm in a bad mood, like I'm gonna be in a bad mood for 2 or 3 days and like eat like shit and not work out and like lay in bed and not put makeup on and just like feel really gross. And when I did that, it would be really, really hard for me to ultimately get out of it when I decided that I wanted to get out of it. I feel like another thing that can really cause a funk is like the overall concept of it, which is when something that's usually going good for you or like something that you put a lot of pressure on is going bad. For example, like my career and being on TikTok, it's really easy to like fall out of being on trend on TikTok and having like your views be low and like your likes and things and like followers be like get lower and things like that. And I feel like that really affects my mood. Like, and I need to honestly, like still nowadays I'm working on it where like if I have like a good video do well, I'll be in the best mood for the whole day. But if I post a video and it does bad, I will be in the worst mood for the whole day, which is just so hard because like there's literally nothing I can do about it. Like there's nothing that like I can do to like make people watch my videos or like make things do well. And like also with that, on top of it, is having my job be on social media, but then also like literally just being a teenager or a young person on social media in general. Sometimes like when you're at your low, being on social media is just like another punch in the face where you see what other people are doing. You could be feeling really bad about yourself and then look on social media and see someone that's like on a vacation looking super good. And it's just like another punch in the stomach that can make you go into another funk or tailspin in your life. And I feel like the frequencies of these funks can really speed up for me, especially in January and February, getting off of like the November, December months where there's like always parties happening or things going on and everything's so like peppy and happy around the holidays. And like, even though the weather is so bad, like we all embrace it. Versus then the holidays end and we're in January and February and it's like supposed to be this whole new way of life where we're supposed to like ditch all of our bad habits in the old year and like have the best year ever where like the weather's sad and like at least in LA especially it's raining and it's really depressing every day and like just having all of those pressures on you can really make you go into a tailspin as well. Overall, I feel like funks and bad moods and bad times in your life are bound to happen, obviously. For things to feel high and things to feel good, you have to know what a low feels like. But I really want to switch on the things that I've learned and how I personally get out of funks and get out of these bad times, because it seems like I have to use these tools a lot recently. The number one tip that my mom gives me when I'm in a funk and the advice that she got when she was going through things as well growing up is it's really important to schedule out times for you to feel sad. Something that I really do when I get into a bad couple of days is I let it affect my whole day and like my whole well-being and my whole life and like my whole ecosystem. A tool that she's really taught me is like, if you wake up and you're feeling sad, you can't let it affect your whole day. you need to schedule out times that you are going to allow yourself to really feel your feelings and like feel the way that you're actually feeling in your heart. And so, for example, like I will call her at 11 a.m. and like be all in this sad, droopy mood. But at the end of the day, it's like Wednesday at 11 a.m. and there are other people that are like working and doing things in the world. And like, that's not the time that I get to allow myself to feel what I'm feeling. So I'll be like, okay, once my work is over at like 5 o'clock, that's the time that I'm going to like turn off everything and decide to like really be sad and like literally even watch a sad movie and just go to bed and just accept that like I'm in like a down era of my life for a little bit and not let it affect my whole day. Or even like scheduling out in different times in your day where like in the morning after you work out and like after you just did your morning routine for like 45 minutes before I decide to start my day and get ready, like I'll be like, oh, I'm so sad, and like feeling that out and then turning it off, going back into your life. All these tools really take a lot of self-discipline and a lot of doing it over and over again, but I promise once you start scheduling out your sad times, it's going to be much easier to be able to snap out of it automatically and not have it be something that like you're so aware of. It'll just happen for you. So for scheduling our bad moods, as we were going to say, is like, let's say you are going to class and like you wake up in like a super sad mood and you're down, and some days you just wake up and you just know it's not gonna be your day. You need to know that like time is going to pass, and no matter what right now, you have to go to class, and like in 4 or 5 hours, you're going to be back from class and you can go and stay in your bed and like turn off your phone and kind of shut down from the world. But to be self-aware and to be like, okay, I'm gonna put my bad mood to the side. I'm gonna listen to music while I get ready. And then I'm gonna go to class, treat everyone with kindness because maybe other people aren't going through my bad mood. And then as soon as I step back into my house or my dorm room, I can just turn it off and go to bed and restart again tomorrow. That's what I really like look forward to when I'm not having good days, is just knowing that like tomorrow I can restart. And some days I wake up and I just know it's not my vibe, and getting through the things that like I have to get done is really important. The other thing last week is I had a friend's birthday party to go to at night, and I remember all day like just feeling really sad and down and droopy and moopy and doopy and all of it. And my mom had to be like, Ellie, snap out of it for your friend's birthday party, because at the end of the day, this is like, it kind of goes back to my old point, which is other people might not be going through the same moods that you're going through, and so you shouldn't put that on them. So it was back to scheduling out my funk, where I had this birthday party. I knew that I wanted to go for like 2.5 hours before it like affected me too much. I went to it. I like showed my face, was really nice, like danced, whatever. And then as soon as I got into the car and I wasn't around people, I knew that I could be like, huh, okay, I'm like in a funk and I'm just gonna go to bed and restart again tomorrow. Now I want to go into some specific things that, number one, make me feel comforted when I'm in a funk, and then number two, can help me get out of it. So for me, I described in the beginning of this podcast how when I used to get into like a bad couple of days, is what I'm gonna call it, is I would like get all the junk food in my house and like sit down and like literally bury myself in blankets and just eat junk food and like never like not get ready for the day and just feel like shit the rest of the day and like turn off my phone, which I realized is really not that beneficial to me in the long run at all. So a couple of things that I like to do is, for me, when I get into a funk, I will re-watch a show that I've already watched that I know like the insides and outs. For me, that's my favorite show, called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Or I'll watch like Gossip Girl, or I'll watch the Gilmore Girls. I feel like that show specifically, if you have not seen it, you need to watch it. It's such a consistent show. It's literally like 7 or 8 seasons of like the same things going on. Like the overall show just brings such a warmth to your heart. And like, it's just like in this small town, and like the colors of it is like this like brown autumn fall vibe. And like none of the issues are like that much that like it'll make you start contemplating your own life. You just get to sit and like let your brain just melt a little bit, and it's such a comforting show that like I don't know. If you haven't started it, you should. And that personally is my comfort show for getting out of a funk. Another thing that I like to do when I'm in a funk and really want to accept it is listen to sad music and go for a walk. Like sometimes I will put on, like I will wrap myself up and like put on leggings and sweats and a shirt and sweater and like a big puffer jacket and like wrap myself in a scarf so that I just feel like I'm like in a hug, and put on sad music and walk around my neighborhood listening to like old Billie Eilish or like things like that, and just walk around and pretend I'm in some sort of sad movie. And sometimes really like accepting it makes you feel like you're able to get out of it. So here are a few things that I like to do to get out of my funk and a little bit of positivity for the episode. On the flip side of music, I like to play some happy music. Personally, for me, something that gets me out of bed pretty much every morning when I'm in a bad mood is turning on music, like just simply from my phone. I just have to like not start my day going on TikTok and Instagram, and I have to start it by like playing music and feeling like I'm in a musical or something. I'll play like SZA's new album, or I'll play some Doja Cat. Let's see my playlist actually. What do I like to play? I'll play some Drake, I'll play The Weeknd, I'll play like happy music that like I listen to when like I'm in the car with my friends and like can really dance to and sing along to and feel good about. Another thing that is very cliche and sounds way worse saying it out loud than actually doing it is working out. I feel like when I'm in a funk and trying to get out of it, it makes me feel so much better to like go on a walk or dedicate an hour to working out and doing something that like makes me feel good, whether that be like put myself in a workout class and like put on a cute workout outfit and actually go. When I'm in a funk and I'm working out, I will wear like the ugliest stuff ever. But I sometimes, like, back to the scheduling of the funk. Okay, let's think about this. 2 days ago, I was in a funk and I told myself that like the next day I wanted to get out of it and like I was sick of being in it. The night before, looked for my cutest workout outfit and I laid it out, and I laid out all of like my toothbrush and deodorant and perfume and things that like I needed to know, and I set like my 10 alarms and I put on my hot pink workout set and I went to work and like felt so much better about myself after it. Another thing that makes me feel good about getting out of a bad time is announcing to not only myself, but also my dogs and my parents that I am going to be in a good mood. Like, what did I say? I think I said it yesterday. I like called my mom and I was like, we're gonna have a great day. And she was like, yeah. Like, people want to hear you be positive. And like, also I know that when you speak things into the universe, it's gonna happen. So sometimes it's, I bet I look so silly, but like even living alone, I'll wake up and I'll put on my music and my workout outfit and I'll look myself in the mirror and I'll be like, it's gonna be a good day. And sometimes things go wrong and your day can take a turn. For me, I feel like my morning routine is really where like I start off the goodness to my day, as well as also writing down my schedule for the day. That really keeps me on track too. Something that I notice that what happens to me when I get in a funk is I feel like my energy for doing literally the bare minimum goes down by like 95%, where I'll think like, oh, what will make me feel better right now is going and walking to go get myself a coffee from like Starbucks or like an actual place and not making it myself. And when I'm in a funk, I feel like the whole world is down on me, where I'm like, oh, it's gonna take too long and I have to get up and get dressed and it costs money to do that and it's gonna take time and why can't I just make it here? Versus when I'm trying to get out of this, I need to like sometimes physically force myself to be out in the world and out in like society to recognize that I'm not the only person living in the world. This is something that like I really deal with as being a self-centered 18-year-old girl sometimes, is thinking that I'm the only person living in the world, which is just simply not true. Sometimes I need to go out and like go to a physical place to get coffee and like buy myself a coffee so I can see other people and notice that like other people are also living, and that my bad mood and things that are going on in my life are not the biggest deal in the world. Overall, I feel like the moral of this episode is that funks and ups and downs are okay, and I feel like we all go through them. Also, not like beating yourself up while you're down is really important to me. Like, something even happened to me yesterday at dinner. It seems like through this whole episode that I'm talking, it feels like I go through a funk literally every day, which I kind of do these days. But I feel like I was at dinner and I was feeling really anxious, and I said to my mom, I was like, I'm just gonna turn off my phone. And saying that out loud and like kind of surrendering to, number one, the funk, but then also recognizing that I didn't want to make myself feel worse, and like just certain things that I think we feel we need to do, like, for example, respond to everyone or like keep our phone on for the rest of the day, even like when there's no more work to do. Like I justify looking at my phone because I say that it's my job and I say that it's like my way of communicating with the world and my friends. But like past 6:30 when I'm at dinner, like there's literally no reason for me to be on my phone. And so surrendering to that and saying it out loud that like, okay, I'm gonna be done for the day, and like, it was a great day, we finished it, I'm turning off my phone now. Even if like you don't turn it off, like it's still good to recognize that like you can stop yourself from starting a funk even before it happens sometimes. Overall, ups and downs in life are bound to happen, and it is totally normal, especially growing up and like at least me being 18 and like going through high school and college and even like in late 20s and things like that. It's so normal to have like sometimes even more downs than we do ups, and like sometimes to have more of a negative perspective on the world. It's so normal. Like, it's like in our hormones, honestly. That's what I was trying to describe to my mom when she was like, it seems like you're so sad all the time. And like, even the other day I was talking with my friend and she called her mom, and her mom was like, how are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm tired. And her mom literally was like, it seems like you're always tired. Like, I'm kind of worried about you, which just reminded me of like my mom and I, because I feel like I'm always tired and like always in a bad mood for some reason. And to be quite honest, I feel like there are things that you can do that I feel like I described in this podcast, but also there's just like a form of accepting it and accepting that like we're all growing up and going through the 21st century, and it's okay to be in a downer mood sometimes as long as we don't get too low and get too down on ourselves. I really hope that this episode helped you guys. I know that it helped me a lot getting to talk through it and knowing that just like in science, when things come up, they also must go down. And when you are in a really big low, it's all going to be okay in the very end. And also taking off the pressure of yourself that not only is everything going to be okay, but it also happens for a reason. And also, there are so many people in this world going through similar things to you that like, it's all just going to be okay. I am Ellie Zeiler. You can find me at Ellie Zeiler on all platforms. I'll be back next week with another episode. So make sure to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And I love you guys so much, and I'm here for you, and see you guys next week. Bye, guys.